Maxine, you look so cozy right now.
Yes, it still looks cute, though. This, I got my little Space Jam Looney Tunes.
Oh, we love that collab. I love that movie.
Not a sponsor, but we love.
We love the Space Jam energy that we're putting up here. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Yes, and I'm also sitting in a different spot today.
Oh, wow. I didn't notice. I wonder what it could be.
Wow.
You're on your bed, right?
Yes, I'm not feeling very well today, so I decided to sit on my bed.
She's fine, guys. Like, she's not sick. So don't get it twisted. Yeah. Just, you know, it's the continuous cycle, as they say.
Yes. But I will be good. Okay. I will be good.
All right, so let's get started then. If you're good. We're good? Let's go.
Yes, let's get started. How are you guys today? Welcome to the next episode of Season 4 of Lights, Camera, Storytime.
Whoop! Whoop, 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 whoop. Ah.
So today we have a hilarious episode for you guys. But first, of course, the most important thing, Jesse.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for asking. I've never felt better. I feel really, really good, and I'm excited for today's episode. How have you been, Miss Maxine?
I've also been doing good. Very busy this weekend. We just celebrated the long weekend.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do all, to be honest, what I did, I just worked. That's literally all I did all weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I spent time with friends and family over the weekend, but I still worked on the holiday Monday, so it wasn't a long weekend for me.
Yeah, me neither.
So, but it was for other
people. Happy Civic Holiday, I guess. I have no idea what it was for, to be honest. I didn't even know there was a long weekend this weekend. I was like, oh, we have fireworks? Okay, I guess. Happy long weekend.
Yeah, it isn't. Civic holiday isn't always celebrated, because the thing is, welcome to Canada. We have a bunch of, like, statutory holidays, but your work is only required to give you a certain amount, and there's one extra. I don't know how many there are, but, like, let's just say there are, like, 9 civic, like, stat holidays, but your work is only required to give you 8.
Oh.
Because Family Day is now considered like a stat holiday.
It is.
So some workplaces will give you either one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you either Family Day or Civic Holiday or both.
Oh, that makes sense.
Depending on where you work, so.
That makes sense, yeah. Why. Hopefully I get paid extra than I worked on Monday. Hello?
Yeah, I mean, it's a stat.
So.
Pay
it up. So, are we getting ready for what's...
shall we get into
our foiling? Yes, I was about to say that.
Literally on the same
wavelength. Me and Maxine are always on the same wavelength. We have a connection. Our energies match.
Literally.
We just love. Oh, I love Maxine. I need to make a Stan account for you.
I love this.
That sounds so bad.
We should make Stan accounts for each other.
Yes. Literally.
Oh my gosh, that'd be iconic.
But anyways, let's get into what's boiling this week.
Yeah.
We got a lot. Last week we didn't know. It was the week prior. Because last week we talked about TikTok news, but now we're getting into actual celebrity news, which is, what is it, Maxine? What is boiling this week?
So, as you guys know, quite a few months ago, I believe it was at the Oscars.
It was.
There was a huge scandal that we actually talked about here on the episode.
We did.
Or on the podcast, where Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
I remember it was like the next day after we saw it. Well, I saw it, and then it was all over the news, and we were like, we have to talk about this. And then literally the next day we recorded it. Because we had something else planned, and then we were like, this happened. We have to talk about it. It was literally like within a day we just talked about the slap. Which is crazy. The internet went crazy.
It was crazy.
So it was like long ago
so
that happened.
Now, recently, Will Smith has come out with an entire apology video to Chris Rock. apologizing for everything that happened. Now, from what I read online, Chris Rock is kind of like, he's done with it. Like, he's not really interested in talking to Will Smith. Oh. He's not interested.
See, I did not know anything about this. I just knew he apologized. Friendship. That's all I knew. Oh, yeah. And Chris Rock responded? He basically just said, nah?
Yeah, sort of. Apparently, he's, like, been making jokes about the whole situation. But, I mean, he's a comedian, yeah. So of course he would make jokes about it. But, yeah, from what I've read, he's not interested in...
talking about it or, like, talking to Will?
Anytime soon, so... Yeah.
Wow.
Which is interesting.
That is interesting. I mean, like, it happened so... I don't know if we're going to get to opinions, but it happened so long ago. That literally happened in, like, what, the beginning of... when was Oscar season? I forgot. Was it in May?
I'll look it up.
Okay. Because I don't remember when it was. I don't remember when we did that episode. It was so long ago. I felt like it was in May.
They were in March.
I knew it started with an M. Frick. That was long ago. That was so long ago. And now he's out here with an apology? Mm-hmm. I know Jada Pinkett Smith did a Red Table Talk episode. And apparently she... like, she started off with the episode about the Oscar slap night or whatever. And, like, I didn't really read too much into it.
Yeah.
I think that was how far I gotten. But I was like, huh. It's funny because, like, she was the one that was kind of in the middle of it. Because, like, the whole joke was insinuated to her. And, like, Will Smith defended her.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just find that, like, this is still crazy that people, that they are still talking about it. Like, the Smith family in general.
Yeah. Okay. I just feel like... I totally agree with, like, Will making an apology video. Like, I get it. But I feel like it should have been months ago. Like, not now.
Yeah. I feel like it's too late.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it was so far and gone.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, why do it now? Like, what's the point of doing it now? There is none.
Like, it's a little too late, sir. Well, like, he didn't even... I think he mentioned that he didn't apologize to him. Or, like, I guess he tried to apologize to him. Like, in the middle of, like, the months. There was, like, sources saying that, like, he was trying to reach out to Chris Rock. And, like, there was no sources confirming that it was true. So, I don't know. Maybe he did try to, like, genuinely work things out behind the scenes and, like... they were going to probably, like, both do, like, a video maybe. Or, like, they were going to, like, both come out and say, yeah, like, we did talk about it, like, behind the scenes and stuff. But I don't know. I think it's a little too late, like you mentioned. It's like, you could have done this way before. Or you could have done it at the Oscars itself. You know what I mean? When he did that speech?
Yeah.
I don't know. But we were going to do a reaction video on the video. Because I personally have not seen it.
Neither have I. I've not.
So we're going to react to Chris Rock's apology video, and we'll just go with more opinionated stuff there. If you still want to stick around for this, gladly do so. Or we have timestamps if you want to check out our next topic segment. So, let's just do our reaction video. Do you want me to pull it up?
Yep.
So we are now reacting to the video. It's called It's Been a Minute by Will Smith. It sounds like a song. It's Been a Minute. So, we're just going to react to it and just see what our opinions are.
Yes.
Is it a Lizzo song? Oh, yeah! It's
yeah,
about...
yeah, you know, in a minute, I'm going to need a sentimental woman to bump me up.
That was our...
I don't think that's what Will Smith was going for, but that's
not
what I
at all. Absolutely not. So I'll just play the video and we'll just see where we go from there. Well, it has been a minute, so it's about damn time Will Smith said something. You see that little parallel?
Yeah, it's about damn time, Will.
Okay, I'm gonna play it. Ready? Oh, by the way, you guys can check the video
in
the description if you guys are interested to look at it. We'll send it to Megan. So
yes. We'll
send it to Megan. So it says, it's been a minute. Over the last few months, I've been doing a lot of thinking and personal work. You ask a lot of fair questions that I wanted to take some time to answer. That's how it first starts off in the video.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Where is he? Yeah, why? I kind of wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I read something about that. Okay. Is that his brother? March, April, May. So he filmed this in June.
Hmm. I mean, it's good that he's been reflecting on it. Well, I'm glad that he's, like, taking responsibility.
Yeah, for but it's... I don't know.
Doing it.
It's a little too late.
Yeah, it also just kind of, like, seems a little forced.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was banned. I forgot he was banned at the Oscars, too.
Yeah, wasn't his award taken away too?
I think he kept the award.
Did they let
him keep it? Yeah, it says it happened. Oh, never mind. Yeah, but no, I think he kept the award. But I remembered a lot of people were saying that his award should have been taken away.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's a good question. That's actually really good.
Yeah.
Here, wait, for the viewers, I'm gonna replay that for a second just to get the question up. So the question here, let me get it. Hold on. So the question was, what would you say to the people who looked up to you before the slap, or people who expressed that you let them down? And now he's answering it. This part sounds very authentic.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's good to that, like, he did wait at least some time to, like, fully reflect on what he did and not do an apology out of anger.
That's it? That's the whole thing?
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well.
Okay.
I don't know what to say. Well, obviously you're the host. Is there any questions you wanted to ask about that video? What did you get from that?
Do you think he's fully changed internally and is like really accepted what he's
I think he really did. Done. You can tell from the video, he really like took this time to reflect, like you mentioned. And you can tell he was very authentic with it. I feel like, I don't know, it's been kind of a while since I've heard him speak and like obviously seen him do anything. But, you know, they say actions speak louder than words. And I think what I really like that, like he said in the beginning, he tried to reach out to Chris Rock, which showed that like he was trying to give an effort. So maybe, honestly, I say that one incident just happened because, like, it was, again, like he said, it was fuzzy, foggy, whatever he said, the whole thing. Obviously, it was all in the moment. So I don't think he he's a cruel person. I just think that maybe, like, obviously what he did was pretty, like, whacked up, like, crazy. I just think, like, he's still the same person, but I think what his actions says a lot more than what he's saying, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I think him saying that, like, I've taken the time to reflect and think on what I've done and, like, fully process that moment, I think that's a good thing, because I feel like a lot of people, like, they say they're sorry, but they don't actually mean it. And they say it just to say it. But I feel like Will actually was like, okay, I fucked up. How did I fucked up? Like, how did I fuck up? How could I work on improving myself so then I don't do that again?
Yeah.
And I think that's very respectful and admiring quality.
I think so, too. Well, I'm glad that, like, he went off and, like, kind of said that he apologized and, like, he kind of took accountability for all this. I'm just worried to know if he's ever going to get hired to do any movies anymore. Because, like, we mentioned, like, his Oscar... Well, like, we talked about how his Oscar was going to get taken away, but they confirmed that it wasn't. Yeah. I think they just... I remember they banned him for 50 years, I think, or 10 years or something. They banned him at the Oscars.
I think it was 10. 10
years? Yeah, it was 10 years. I don't know why I said 50. I'm so sorry. But, you know, like, I think that showed enough punishment. But I feel like, I think the universe already kind of gave him his punishment already. Now I just want to know, like, if he's ever going to get hired to do movies anymore. Because what he did, I think I mentioned this in the podcast episode when it happened. But, like, what he did was very irresponsible and very unprofessional. So I feel like if he ever gets hired to do acting work again, how is he going to show again that he's responsible or professional again after what happened? You know?
Yeah.
But who knows?
That's the thing.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll see him in the new movie. I know I saw something else where his friend from, I don't know if you've seen that movie, I don't remember. It was like Boys or something. I don't remember the movie name. But it was like, it was his longtime friend. They did a movie together and he was saying that regardless of what happened at the Oscars, he wants him to come back to acting and revive his role. as one of the characters. So maybe he can still revive his characters in some movies that he did previously. Maybe they can do another Men in Black. But I don't think professionally, as like as a new character wise, I don't think I would ever see him on film for a while at least. But who knows? Hollywood can just I think Hollywood is just shoving people away and just like, I don't know. Yeah, I think he needs more of that reflection break. And obviously, like, he still has his YouTube channel, right? Maybe he can create content there, but I think that's all he can really do at the moment. Mm-hmm. Which sucks, because, like, Jada's still doing her Red Table Talk, but anyways. But yeah, that's pretty much everything I had to add on, so thanks, Maxine.
Of course. So shall we move on to the main part of the episode?
Which I'm very excited about. Which we need to spice it up now. So what is it, Miss Maxine?
Yes. So, as you guys know, one of the main themes here in the podcast is we love to laugh.
I'm already laughing.
As you can see. We are laughers. We are constantly laughing at stuff. It's a great time it here. Is. So, we thought, what if we try and do a challenge?
We haven't done a challenge or a game in a little bit on this podcast.
Yeah, challenge game. So many people have done this before. Mm-hmm. Where we do a try not to laugh challenge slash game.
Oh, no.
Here on the podcast. Who do you think will win?
I think
win?
You would win.
I
think you would.
Me?
It's Maxine, guys.
Yeah.
I'm predicting it now. It's you.
I think you will do really well.
See, I'm already laughing. I'm already losing.
As she laughs.
You're laughing, too. Are we starting now? Oh, fudge. No.
Whoops. If we're starting now, then we already lost.
See? Fudge. Okay, yeah. So we're pretty much going to do a try not to laugh challenge. We have like some, well, we have some little snippets. This is all based on a TikTok that Maxine sent me. So it was all Maxine's idea. Give her the credit. Yes. We saw these other podcasters that did this and they just basically read each other's jokes, kind of like what they found. And we'll see who laughs, who will break. I think we should tally up the laughs, like how many times we laughed. And the less laughs the person gets, they win. We'll do that.
Okay. All right, Megan, pull up a tally.
Because we don't know. We're not really good at keeping up with, like, tallies.
Yeah. Well, in the trivia finale, we ended up tying.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I did not know we were tying. I thought I was winning at one point.
Me neither. I thought you were winning.
I thought I was winning, too. And I was like, no, I don't want to win. I want Maxine to win.
But I was like, it was so funny recording the episode, like, and editing it.
Just to look back.
Like, when I was going through and I was tallying up the points, I'm like, there's no fucking way that we tied.
I know.
Like, there's no way. Even by, like, the half point.
I know.
We tied.
I couldn't believe that either.
It was crazy.
That was a crazy episode, which you guys should watch if you're down to see that challenge video. We kind of did like a smarter than a fifth grader kind of thing. I thought it was really fun.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun, yeah.
Maxine looks so comfy. Okay.
I am.
I'm going to try my best to put my poker face serious face on right now. Oh, you little Squishmallow!
It's my new
Squishmallow. I've been getting Maxine to collect Squishmallows.
She's a stingray. Oh, Megan my convinced God. Me to buy her, so.
Obviously, because it's Maggie. Megan.
Maggie. Megan. Okay. So, we're going to be telling each other funny jokes. And we're going to try and not laugh. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I am just that Sorry, funny, I have to get you that guys. Out. I should literally be a comedian.
That doesn't count. Stop.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, serious face.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is the dumbest animal in the jungle?
A monkey.
A polar bear.
I don't get the joke.
Get it? Because he's not supposed to be there. Because polar bears live in the Arctic.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was good. That was a really funny joke.
Yeah.
I would have laughed, but that was good.
Yeah.
I got one. Ready?
Okay.
What never asks the question, but gets answered all the time?
What?
Your cell phone.
Oh.
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
Does it make sense? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. This feels like really dead. like this whole thing. Oh! like we're just like, uh-huh.
We're just like, okay. Okay. Okay.
Shoot, that does not count, okay? All right.
We're laughing at ourselves. I'm ready for the next one. Boring.
Yeah. This is really boring already. okay. Go on, Maxine.
Okay,
proceed
you ready?
With your questions. Mm-hmm.
Did you know the first French fries weren't actually cooked in France?
Yeah, I knew that.
They were cooked in Greece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you get the double
that was
pun
a really,
there?
Yeah. Yeah.
In Greece?
That is really good informational fact. Maxine is so good at all this information,
literally.
Guys. She's so smart.
So
wow.
Smart.
Wow. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
That was one. Wow. I did not know. Wow. We learn something new every day, guys. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
That I'm going to be presenting you? Okay. All right. I have it here. Okay. What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it?
Five-letter word that becomes shorter? I feel like it has something to do with a number.
No, actually.
No?
You want to know the answer?
Hell yeah.
Short. Get it? Because they removed the ER for shorter. Five-letter word becomes shorter.
Yeah.
It's short. Mm-hmm.
Shorter. That was a good one.
Wow, these are not funny.
Oh, man. I feel like these are such dad jokes. You know what I mean?
They're somewhat, yeah. That does not count. Okay. Do you have any more?
Trying to find a good one. All right. So, a duck is standing next to a busy road. Cars zooming past while he waits for a break in traffic. Mm-hmm. A chicken walks up to him and says, "Don't do it, man. You'll never hear the end of it." Get it? How did the chicken cross the road?
Wow. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm.
There it is!
Wow.
Wow.
We love Maxine's informational information.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you ready for mine then?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it that goes up but never goes down?
Rain.
Age.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. But rain also works.
True. Or umbrella. Oh, no, wait, no. Yeah, umbrella too. I would say.
A man is washing his car with his son when the boy goes, "Dad, can't we use a sponge?"
I don't get it. I actually don't get it.
So his dad is using his son to wash the car. But the son asks, "Dad, can we use a sponge?"
Oh yeah, yeah. Wait, but that's kind of child abuse. Wow.
Oh,
I get it though. I got it. I get it. Yep.
It's a good one.
Yep. Okay. Let me get mine. Oh. Okay, I always use this joke all the time whenever I'm being awkward as a joke. Okay, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
What do bananas say when you pick up the phone?
Do, banana yellow. Phone.
No, yellow?
Yellow. Oh my God.
Maxine laughed, so I laughed. Damn. I think Meg is just gonna keep telling us every time we laugh.
Yeah. I feel like she's sitting and editing this thinking, why did these two think this was gonna be a hilarious idea?
I'm so sorry, okay. Megan. Okay.
I have another one. Your turn. I hope you find this fun. Okay, I have to ask you first.
Okay.
Do you know how scuba divers, when they are going to dive, how they get out of the boat?
Oh, like to get out of the boat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How they like sit at the edge of the boat and then they like fall backwards into the water?
Yeah. They just, but they're like the little big tubes at the back, right? Yeah. For their air? Yeah. Okay. I know.
Why do scuba divers fall backwards out of the boat? Because if they fell forward, they'd still be in the boat.
Oh! I get it! Wait, that makes sense. Wait. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, guys.
It makes
guys.
A lot Maxine of and sense.
It. Yeah, Maxine is so smart. I love Maxine.
IQ.
We should... I never say it enough. I never say it enough on this podcast. Okay, ready for the next one for me? Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Why was Cinderella kicked off the football team?
Why?
She ran away from the ball.
Oh.
Maxine makes me laugh. I think that's why we're always so giggable. Giggable? That's not even a word. Oh my God. Okay. Man. Yep. Maxine just makes me laugh. I think that's what we're finding
problem.
Out today.
I think we're just making each other laugh at our reactions to this.
Yeah, I think that's why. Okay. Anyways, do you have any more?
Did you hear about the new restaurant called Karma?
Ooh, no.
There's no menu. You get what you deserve.
Ooh, that's actually really good. Wow. I mean, what goes around comes around.
Literally.
Right, guys? No, that's actually really good. Okay. Are you ready for mine? What did the fish say when it swam into the wall?
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one was too predictable. You knew.
It's like that other fish one. It's like, what is a fish with no eyes?
Oh, yeah.
A fish. My dad tells that joke all the time. He'd be like, a fish.
Matthew is... Shout out to Matthew. He is pretty funny.
An iconic dad. What do you call a fake noodle?
Raw? Oh!
I'm sorry, that was so
Wait, did
good.
I get... Did I... No?
No, that's not
no.
it.
Oh! No! I didn't mean it like... Oh my god, 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 oh my god. No! Okay, then what is it, Maxine? Why don't you tell them...
That was so good. Just the way you're like... Raw. Not an uncooked noodle. A fake noodle.
I don't know, Max.
Okay, what do you call like, a fake...
Maxine lost.
Oh my god, that was iconic. Okay, what do you call a fake noodle?
I don't know, Maxine. What do you call a fake noodle?
An impasta.
Oh my god. That's it. We don't even need to go to mine. Yours was amazing.
No,
that's it.
No,
we're done.
Jesse, finish it off. Raw.
Maxine, we both lost. Shut up.
Okay.
Guys.
Okay.
Maxine with a little squishmallow. Stop it. Okay, mine's is so generic. But why... why did the banana go to the hospital?
Because he was peeling?
No, he wasn't peeling very well.
Oh. He wasn't peeling very well.
Mm-hmm.
How are we still doing this?
Yo, we're actually done.
I love how all banana jokes have something to do with the peel. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, wow. You know what? Maxine is very appealing.
Are we coming up with our own jokes? Are we literally comedians?
Literally? I love how this theme of the podcast is comedians because of Chris Rock and Will Smith.
Oh my god, literally.
We're the next Chris Rock and Will Smith minus the slap.
Yeah, minus the slap. We would never slap.
That's the tea. Why would I ever slap Maxine? I would slap men or
Same.
Bananas. I wonder who
oh
won.
My
I really
gosh.
Want to know who won. Oh, Tara.
I'm a wailing cat. She, it's, she's laughing at all of our jokes.
Yeah. She's
she
like,
thinks
wow,
they're
this
top
is hilarious.
Notch A-plus jokes.
I wonder who won, actually, this challenge. We'll have to find out when Megan's done editing this, because we don't know. But if you guys have stuck around this long, thanks for watching us with our bad jokes. I really want to... I think I lost.
I think
Maxine won, I think.
We did a pretty good job of not laughing.
We did.
I must say.
I tried so hard. I feel like I'm the one that laughs the most on this podcast, for sure. I mean, we both equally laugh, but... Mm-hmm. Usually because... Maxine is just so appealing.
Ha ha ha. Oh my god, we're so bad. We're so bad and we're so done.
We're sorry for
we're
any
so
of
sorry.
Y'all that watch this.
For this whole episode.
Sorry. But you know what? It was great.
Yeah.
I love this episode. We should do something like this again. Mm-hmm. It was a fun challenge.
Yeah.
Because I love it, everything. And I think this is like a good mechanism for me to just like calm myself, mm-hmm. control myself, you know? So yeah.
Did you guys laugh?
That was a great
episode.
Let us know in the comments. Or let us know on our Instagram, which you should follow. Oh my god, a plug?
Yes, you should go subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can check out our videos. Also, make sure to hit the notification bell in the corner so you guys can be notified whenever we upload an episode. And, of course, go follow our Instagram page, whether that is our
Lights, Camera, Storytime is where it's at.
It's where it's at. That's where it's at, or you can go follow our personals. We're trying to post some stuff over there. Or you can go listen.
Or
bring out your little ears and go listen. You can listen.
I know you
to
have headphones. I know you own headphones, and I know you have Spotify.
Literally.
Or Apple Spotify. Or Google Apple, account.
Google. Amazon Music. All of it. And go rate us 5 stars. Tell us that you love us.
Please.
Tell us that you like listen to this. It's a good time.
Let us know if you listen to this.
Yes. So, yeah, is there anything else you'd like to add, Jesse, before we sign off?
This episode, I'm going over the appealing joke. This episode was very appealing and very unique.
It was a very unique and appealing episode. Appealing.
Peeling. So we're peeling out, signing out. We love you guys, and we'll see you all next week. Why am I like this?
That was good. That was good. We're peeling out of here.
We're peeling out for a new
path. Or we're gonna make like a tree and leaf.
We have to stop. Okay, we love you guys. We'll see you all next week. Bye.
Oh, man. We need to go home.